Coast Radio News for Thursday, October 8, 2020. I'm George Henry. Lane County's added another 53 cases to its list of COVID-19, putting it at the top of the daily list of new cases. Multnomah County followed with 43 cases on Wednesday. The county is also experiencing its highest number of infections at 288 and currently has 15 people hospitalized, a number that does not seem that high. But in perspective, Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis says the increasing numbers mean less resources for other medical conditions and emergencies. In a weekly press conference last week, Davis said while there are resources like ventilators available, they are needed for more than just COVID-19-related illnesses, and that the 10 individuals that were hospitalized then was borderline on stressing the system. Lane County's total number of cases now stands at 1,633, and there are 21 deaths in the county associated with the coronavirus. Florence numbers remain at 24 as of this morning. City of Florence will be completing the installation of the next piece of art exposed on Monday. Due to several limitations, the original piece intended for the space next to River Roasters was withdrawn, and the new piece by Florence artist Jane Connolly was chosen to replace it. The piece entitled Convergence is a combination of reclaimed wood and repurposed tiles, according to the city's press release. Connolly says some of her inspiration for her art comes from her family's work in the commercial tile industry, which transferred to her work with mosaics. Connolly currently has a piece displayed at Sea Lion Caves. There will be another installation on Friday at the Maple Street Park on Bay Street, a piece entitled Low Poly Open Heart by Matthew Duffy. Following next Friday's installation, the city plans a scavenger hunt for community members and visitors to celebrate. Bettina Hannigan, President and CEO of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce, was recently appointed to the Lane Workforce Partnership Board of Directors. The LWP works to ensure job seekers have the skills needed by industry and helps industry fill positions with local talent. It also provides job training and placement programs. Christina Payne, Executive Director for Lane Workforce Partnership, says Hannigan's efforts to raising Florence's profile in Lane County grabbed the attention of the group. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has announced its 2020 photo contest. The chamber is looking for amateur or professional photos of the area, including famous attractions, iconic buildings, and beautiful scenery. The winner will receive a $250 cash prize and have their photo featured in the chamber's resource guide. Deadline for entry in the contest is November 30th. Information and rules can be found on the chamber's website at florencechamber.com. Chamber is also holding a logo design contest for the 2021 Rhododendron Festival. This year's theme is Rhody Wonderland, and the logo design should incorporate the event's name, location, theme, and familiar elements from around the area. Deadline for submissions is November 15th, and the winner will be announced on November 23rd. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, October 8th, 2020.